Приветствуем вас, братья и сестры.
Greetings, you dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
Меня зовут Олег. Я являюсь старшим пастором Украины Объединенной Методистской Церкви.
My name is Oleg. I am district superintendent of Ukrainian Methodist Churches.
我的名字是我不知道他是说什么名字他是在一个教会里做执事。
Это моя жена Юля.
And this is my wife Юлия.
Она тоже пастор церкви и детский врач.
She is also a pastor of the church and a pediatrician.
他也是教会的牧师。And what? I didn't hear you. He's a pastor and what else?
Pediatrician, children's doctor.
A doctor?
Physician, yes, children's physician.
他是医生，他也是一个医生。
У нас международная семья, я украинец по национальности, она русская.
We have international family, I am Ukrainian and she is Russian.
我们是一个跨国界的婚姻啊，他是乌克兰人我是苏尔人。
И у нас в Украине 10 церквей, и некоторые из них находятся в горячих зонах, где идет война.
We take care about 10 churches here in Ukraine, and some of our churches are localized in the hot zones of the war, hot spots.
Can you repeat the last part? I didn't hear you.
Yes, actually, we take care about 10 churches, and some of our churches are localized in the hot spots of the war.
Oh, okay. 我们有十个教会，有些教会是当地的，就是当地化的。
И у нас сейчас очень большая работа с беженцами в Украине, потому что много беженцев. И у нас есть приюты для беженцев.
And actually, in nowadays, our ministry were changed, and we, instead of just conducting church services, we serve to the refugees.
我们现在的教会的执事有点改变，我们现在主要是对这些难民能服事。
И сейчас мы вам покажем небольшое видео про одно из наших убежищ. У нас 4 убежища, про одно из убежищ для беженцев.
And first of all, we would like to share with you a small video. And this video was made in one of our shelters for refugees.
我们有一个为难民设立的那个中心，避难中心。
And we have 4 shelters, but it's one of it.
You have 4 shelters and what else?
We have 4 shelters for refugees about which we care.And it's one of our shelters in video which you will see.
Okay, 我们有四个避难所为难民设立的。
Can you see the screen?
Yes.
Oh, give me something.
After the Russian attack on Ukraine,People living in the cities were in mortal danger. Explosions, shots, air raid, sirens, rockets that blows up of residential buildings have become a reality for Ukrainians. Residents of Kyiv, Kharkiv, Chernihiv, Zaporozhye, Zhytomyr and other cities saving their lives were forced to leave their homes and go to the western part of the country.Where it is now safer. For such people, we organized a temporary shelter in Uzhgorod on the basis of a local school. Here, refugees can rest, warm up, eat, and most importantly, feel safe. In the classrooms, we organized sleeping places. Together with the school kitchen, we organized a full meal. We also organized a children's room in which volunteers run a program for children. Every day, new people move in and out. For the first week, we received 274 people, of which 80 are children. And we plan to keep on doing more. And we say thanks to the United Methodist Church for prayers and financial support. And also thanks to District Superintendent of Ukraine, Oleg Starodubets.
И сегодня мы немножко расскажем вам о том, как мы служим в Украине.
And we would like to continue our sharing about ministry in Ukraine in the situation of war.
我们想要分享一下我们在乌克兰的教会的执事，而且我们在战争里的情形。
И перед этим хотел сказать, вы знаете, что несколько дней назад произошло, мы узнали о страшных событиях.
And now we have forty-second day of the war, and recently we came to know about awful events in Ukraine.
我们已经进入了42天的战争，然后最近我们也知道了一些很不好的事件。
Украинская армия освободила несколько городов, и когда туда зашли украинские солдаты, они увидели, что Россия убила много мирных жителей.
And our Ukrainian army set free several regions around of Kiev city, and they found when they entered to these places, they found that there are many civilian victims which were murdered by Russian army.
So, 我们有好几个区啊，然后他们发现有些地方有很多的就是一般居民的那被。一般已经死的居民被因为是被那个苏俄的轰炸所杀的。
И примерно 400 человек были убиты и замучены, мирных жителей.
About 400 civilians were murdered by the last several weeks in the war, and we just found out just in one location near Kiev.
有400多位的一般的居民被变成这个战争的受害者，我们才刚刚发现。
Okay. And I would like to share with you, brothers and sisters, how we serve in this condition as a church.
我想要跟大家弟兄姐妹分享这些教会的光景。
We have several directions of our ministry nowadays.
我们的服事有好几个方向。
First of all, we serve to the refugees in our shelters, and in 4 shelters we have about 200 refugees daily.
所以我们有四个避难所，那这些避难所大概有200个难民，每天都大概有200个难民。
As you saw on video, we try to provide place to stay. We provide shower. We provide free meal, free medicaments for them.
所以你们在那个刚刚视频里可以看见，我们提供他们一个地方住，然后给他们可以洗澡的地方，还有给他们三餐吃。
One more type of our service ministry, we transport refugees to neighborhood countries because some of them do not feel secure in Ukraine anymore and they would like to leave Ukraine to Romania, Slovakia, Hungary, Poland.
所以我们也把这些难民慢慢的把他们送到别的国家，因为他们觉得在乌克兰并不安全。所以他们有些送到罗马尼亚或者是波斯或者其他邻近的国家。
And we help to people who would like to leave this transportation, and also we find contacts where they can stay when they will cross the border.
所以我们也提供这些难民他们要离开的，我们提供他们交通的工具可以去的那个。的方式并且我们也给他们提供到了另外一个国家的联络的人。
One more direction of our ministry. We try to reach out people in hotspots with humanitarian aid. We send them food, medicaments, hygienic items, and etc.
所以我们服侍的方向也是我们也提供这些难民一些他们需要的东西，譬如说服他们需要的食物，还有一些在平常这些生理上需要的清洁的这些需要的东西。
In first weeks of the war, it was not easy because our mailing service didn't work.
这对我们来说是并不容易，因为我们所有的这些平常的这些有服侍的这些女佣，现在已经不在了。
But now we have mailing service repaired and we send them.
但是我们现在这些女佣的服务已经恢复了。
Also, we try to reach people in hotspots with financial support.
我们也给他们一些财务上的资源。
Our members of church who remained in hotspots, or not even members of church, but friends of us, they can buy products nearby their places, nearby their shelters. Inside of hotspots, and we can send them finances for their needs.
我们也有一些别的，他们不是我们教会的成员，但是他们是我们的朋友，可能是慕道友吧。那我们也是给他们一些财务上的资助，如果他们也是在这个 city. Can you tell me the name of the city? Because I couldn't really recognize it. You were talking about four courts or something?
And no, actually, we have hotspots where we help to people financially, and we also reach them with mailing of food and medicaments. And this is mainly Kharkiv city and Kiev city.
所以他们是对这个地方提供食物。 并且还有一些医疗的，就是他们需要的医疗的东西。In
this slide, you can see our pastor in Kharkiv, and Kharkiv is a city which we were bombarding from the very first days of the war, and still it's under the heavy attack.
所以你在这个视频也可以看到一个牧师，他是在一个地方。 这个城市呢，从第一天战争开始就被遭受轰炸。And
this pastor, his name is Igor Park. He didn't leave his city. He decided to support the members of the church who stayed there.
这个牧师呢，他没有离开这个城市，他决定说要继续服侍当那个地方的那个教会的成员。
Yulia, sorry, your PowerPoint didn't display the right page. You need to stop sharing and share one more time. Otherwise, it's always in the first page.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do the screenplay.
Yeah, 第二姐妹她一直在强调，就是说这些是。 炮火猛烈的在乌克兰的东边，这些城市，他们仍然把金钱送到那里去，他仍然把食物送到那些地方去，那给他们的会友或者给他当地的居民，因为当地他们有钱还可以去附近，虽然炮火猛烈，但是整个金融系统这个银行系统还可以是工作的，所以他们可以拿到钱，那拿到钱就是走入到这附近的这些小小的那个杂货店啊去买食物来吃。 所以他们是还在做这样的事情，是他们四个工作之一这样。
Is it visible now, Pastor Fred?
No, I wouldn't see the share screen sharing yet.
Okay, just a second, I will try one.
No, because you didn't play the PowerPoint. Your PowerPoint is on the file. You didn't play it.
Is it visible? Is it in changes?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, this is a...
他刚刚讲那个牧师没有离开这个炮火猛烈的地方，就是这个牧师带着小孩。那
Can you see as a new
slide? Yes.
Okay, this is a pastor about whom I shared. His name is Igor Park, and he lives in Kharkiv. And in first pictures, he is with my daughter in peaceful time.
这个就是我刚刚提到的那个牧师，他没有离开当地的那个教会。那这是我的女儿。
Yeah, but in second picture, you can see Kharkiv, and Kharkiv is badly destroyed. It's under the almost permanent shelling during 40 days.
所以你在右边这个图片，你可以看见这个城市。他刚刚有说那个城市的名字。那这个城市从第一天开始就被轰炸，已经轰炸了。已经所以这个城市是被毁坏了，因为它已经在炮火中四十几天了。刚刚他说有42天。
And unfortunately, Russian army doesn't strike just important object for the army, but they just strike peaceful houses, schools, hospitals, kindergartens, and destroyed many schools already and many civilian houses.
所以很不幸的是苏俄攻击的对象并不是只是军队或者是他们是攻击许多很平安的这些住宅区，还有学校，还有幼稚园，他们也攻击一般的人民也是他们攻击的对象。
And to Pastor Park, we sent, and to such also other members of our churches, we just sent finances. We even can mail to his hotspot, but we sent finances, and he distributes these finances among members of the church who are left in Kharkiv.
所以这个牧师也有些也是提供一些财务的资助，有些是用寄去给当地的人这些教会的会友。
And in this picture, you can see in the middle of it, one of our members in church back Kiev. He is young guy. His name is Timur. He is 16 years old.
You didn't change your slide. We are still in the picture of your daughter, and so you need to change to a next slide. Right now, we are still on slide 4.Are you talking about slide 5?
Yes, but I don't know.
So you didn't change to the different picture. We cannot see the picture.
Okay, I will try my best. Can you see the another picture?
Yeah, now we can see. Yeah. So this is the how do you say this city's name? Kiev?
And this guy, he's from Kiev, back, it's our city in which we serve, in which we live and serve in the peaceful time. And he's a member of our church in Kiev, Lighthouse UMC.
中间这个年轻人是在他们教会的，是他们教会的会友。
And I'm sorry for not good quality of the pictures, but actually this pictures is from the metro station.Subway, because he spent many weeks in the subway station together with his mom.
所以这个我很抱歉，这个照片的不是很清楚，但是这个是在地铁的开拍的这个是旁右边这个是他的妈妈。
By God's grace, situation in Kiev getting better, but.They spent about 4 weeks in the underground to try to save their lives under the shillings.
所以现在情况好像有好些了，但是有四个礼拜之久，他们是一直在地下去就是在 underground， 就是在地下的地方来试着去拯救人民的生命。
You can see on first picture the people, how did they stay there, how did they sleep. And in the last picture, you can see his mom. She tried to help with the washing of floors, and she tried to serve as she can them.
所以你们看见这些人是睡在地上，然后他们是一直在想办法要帮助这些人，包括这个妈妈也是正在帮助，做一些帮助的工作。
Can you see the next slide?
Yes.
Thank you. Actually, this is opportunity, new opportunity for us. Last one week, we can mail products and medicaments to people because it was not available before in the beginning of the war. But when we can reach them by cars, we can mail them, and it works by God's grace. And you can see that we just pack it and people receive it.
所以以前刚战争开始的时候，我们没有办法寄东西，但是现在因为神的恩典，我们可以把东西寄出去给人。所以你可以看见我们现在在包装这些食物。
And we especially glad when we can reach people from the most dangerous places. For example, this family, they are from Mariupol, and probably you heard about Mariupol. It's the city under the great attack and surrounded by Russian army and just suffer badly.
所以我们现在可以联系到可以帮助这些在非常危险的地方的人。我们可以有这里有人是从另外一个城市，那个城市是被那个苏联的军队所包围，而且是非常的受攻击的地方。那现在我们可以跟他们能够有接触。
They just left Mariupol by the green corridor, and we were able to reach them with the help. We were so happy about it.
他们刚刚离开他们原先在的那个城市，那他们现在在比较安全的地方，他们非常的高兴。
And also one of our ministry direction, as I said, is transportation of refugees to the neighborhood countries.
另外一个方向，服事的方向，就是把这些难民呢送到别的国家。
And in this picture, our team transports one couple from Kharkiv also. You already saw Kharkiv in picture.
在这里也有看见有一个did you say he is a pastor?
No, it's another person. Pastor stayed in Kharkiv, but we transport another couple from Kharkiv also, from this bad destroyed city.
Okay. 他是讲说这些人就是从原先那个开那个城市然后被运送到另外一个比较安全的地方。
And we also transport this lady with her son, and they are from Chernigov. And Chernigov is city of Ukraine, which is close to Belarusia border. And actually, a Russian army entered to the Ukraine from the Belarusian border.
所以他刚刚指的那三个人，他们是从另外一个城市来的，他们也是被送到另外比较安全的国家。那他们原来的城市是就是在苏俄的边界，所以是一个很危险的地方。
I just would like to say that in our shelters and we can accept just women and children and elderly people, and also we can transport just women and children andelderly people. Men are not allowed to stay in shelters and not allowed to leave the country.
所以我还要强调一点，就是说我们的避难所呢，只接受就是妇人或者是小孩或者是年老的。那我们不接受男人因为男人是不准在避难所留着他们也不能离开国家。
In this picture, you can see also two elderly couples. They left from Izum region, and their village were absolutely destroyed.
你们可以看到这里有两对老夫妇，他们是原来是从一个城市的，那个城市已经完全被战争给毁坏了。
They shared with us their story, which were very heartbreaking.
他们跟我们讲述他们的故事都是非常的伤心的故事。
These elderly people who are more than 70 years old, they spent almost 3 weeks in the basement of their house.
这两对夫妇呢，他们都是超过了60岁他们在他们有三个礼拜的时间是在他们家的地下室度过的。
And then they were able to leave the destroyed village, but their children were reminded them in the village or near this place and continue to serve.
但他们能够安全的离开了这个危险的城市，但是他们的儿女们仍然是留在那个危险的地方。
This couple on the first picture, they have son who already got injured, but he still continued to stay on his place and continued to transport people to the more secure locations.
所以另外一个年轻人呢，他的儿子已经受伤了，因为战争的缘故，但是他仍然是留在那个当地的地方，而且他也继续的帮助这些愿意要逃离乌克兰到别的国家的人，他也帮助他们。送他们到安全的地方。
Another couple, they have a daughter who was lost in the war. She was head of the village, and she wanted to help to the her people in the village, but she was lost, and her mother doesn't know where she is. Probably she died, or probably she was captured by Russian army. She just have no news about her.
另外一个人呢，他的女儿是在那个危险的那个村庄里面，那他现在已经跟他失去了联络，不知道他是不是被抓去了，或者是有什么别的事情。
It's really hard to listen such stories, and personally we keep them in the prayer that their relatives will be secure and their daughter will be able to be found.
所以听到这些令人心碎的故事，这是非常的不容易。我们就是把他们带到祷告，替他们祷告，希望他们能够找到他们的儿子女儿，希望那个女儿能够被找到。
We would like to share our prayer requests, brothers and sisters.
我们有一些代祷的事项。
Первая наша самая главная нужда за победу Украины, чтобы наша земля была свободной.
Our first prayer request for the victory of Ukraine. We would like that our land will set free from occupants.
我们第一个代祷事项就是希望乌克兰能够得到胜利。
Потому что наши солдаты защищают нашу землю и пришли на нашу землю захватчики.
We think that we have rights to protect our land, and we think that God really. Really see our effort, and we request you please pray for opportunity to save and to make free our country.
我们有保护我们自己领土的这个权利求主也给我们这个胜利，让我们能够安全，并且能够得胜。
Вторая наша нужда за безопасность наших беженцев.
And second, our request for the refugees' care supply and for the refugees' security, that they will find shelters which really secure for them.
我们其他另外一个代祷事项就是希望我们能够有得到需要的供应为这些难民的真的是照顾这些难民所需要的供应我们希望能够有。并且能够保护我们这些执事们的在当教会里服侍主的这些工人们他们的安全并且求主也加力给他们。
Третья нужда за силу и безопасность для наших служителей, которые вместе с нами служат.
And our third prayer request, we would like you to pray for our ministers who didn't leave Ukraine, who continue to serve, that God will strengthen them.
也继续为我们这些服侍主的工人们祷告这些执事们祷告，希望主给他们加力并且也保护他们。
И четвертое за то, чтобы мы могли помогать людям там, где идет война в горячих точках.Доставлять продукты, медикаменты.
And fourth, our prayer request that we will able to reach people in the hot spots, that we will have more opportunity to reach them with the necessary things, with the food, medicaments.
另外一个就是我们希望在这些难处的比较需要帮助的这些地方的人民，我们能够伸出援手给供应他们食物或者是医疗的这些需要的东西。
Спасибо большое за молитвы и поддержку Украины.
Thank you very much for your prayers about Ukraine, for your support, for your desire to stand with Ukraine.
我们非常为你们的祷告，还有你们所有的援助，感谢主，谢谢你们愿意与我们一同站立。
Thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor Oleg and Yulia, for sharing this a precious message in the front line. And we're so touched. We brothers and sisters online right now may have some questions for you. Would you able to answer? 谢谢Oleg 牧师和 Yulia 给我们分享这么宝贵的信息，来自前线的宝贵的信息。那我想接下来的时间如果我们线上的弟兄姐妹若有什么样的一些问题，那现在就是一个机会好吗？我们花几分钟时间。
Sorry, Pastor Oleg and Yulia, thanks for your sharing. Maybe give me a couple of minutes to explain to tell them the background. They probably didn't know the background yet. 那个弟兄姐妹的早就忘了跟大家先说明他们的背景。他们是我在基辅的时候，我去乌克兰的时候，我们跟大家一起合作配搭。他们原先是在吉尔吉斯，那后来四年前他们搬到乌克兰。我们认识的那个 Ravia 是东干人，是在吉尔吉斯我们的机构一直抚养他们长大，然后来跟去做宣教士，就是跟着他们一起去乌克兰做宣教士。他们到乌克兰就做年轻人的事工，也做吉普赛的事工，所以我们跟他有一些不同的配搭。所以我在两年半以前去那个乌克兰就是跟他们看看他们在那里做的怎么样啊，然后我们也在那里跟他们有送鞋的计划，在 Christmas 的时候有透过不同的计划，然后他们就把这个鞋子送给小孩，他们在做的这些儿童啊青少年事工，然后也在那里办了一些圣诞节的一些聚会，帮这小孩子洗脚，然后也在那里带领了很多人信主。然后也拍了一个 video， 我这待会我会把 video 送到我们的群里面。所以他们是跟我们在乌克兰的伙伴，虽然他们不会讲中文，他先生是乌克兰人，太太是俄罗斯人，但是他们是在乌克兰他们在吉尔吉斯跟乌克兰一样，都是卫理公会在当地的中会的会长，中会的负责人，所以他们就管好几个教会。他在乌克兰管了十个教会，是十个卫理公会在不同的城市，在乌克兰在三个城市，是在东边就是 Kharkov 就是那个炮火很猛烈的地方。那他们自己本身是在基辅的几个教会在那里服侍，所以他们在东中部西部都有，他们总共有十个教会。而他们本来都在做牧养，就在关心这些教会啊的成长啊，帮助各个教会成长，然后也做了很多宣教，但是因为战争了，所以他们就搬到乌克兰的西边，在乌克兰最西边那里是在那个斯洛克维亚，在边界上那里就帮助他们整个乌克兰人不只是教会，整个乌克兰人他们变成难民要往西逃，那来到这个地方他们就需要有一个地方能够休息。他这些地方休息，因为这边是没有战事的，因为他们旁边都是北约国家的这些北约组织的国家，所以炮火是不会打，炮弹不会打到这里的，他所有战争都在东部。那他们就在西部这边让这些乌克兰的居民啊来到要往西到罗马尼亚到波兰到那个斯拉克佛都有个地方可以接待他们，可以所以他们每天都去车站去接这些难民 然后把它放在那个四个他们的避难所，他们把教会把学校啊把它转换成一个避难所，在那里给他们吃，给他们休息，然后给他们该的足够的这些东西啊，卫生或是医疗，然后再把他们送几天后再把他们送到这些边界啊，他们就可以跨过边界到波兰，到罗马尼亚，到这些不同的国家去这样。然后去了以后，他们又给帮助他们能够在那里安顿下来。所以这个是他们现在正在做的。他每天他们要照顾200个人这样来来往往，有大部分人就是来了，然后就往西到这些难民的那些国家去做难民。现在大概有快300到400万难民在这些邻近的国家。然后其实还有更多的人是在那个乌克兰的西边，因为他们也不愿意跨过边界那成为难民，他们就在这里等待这个战争能够很快就会结束这样。啊，所以他就在那里依着他们这样的一个在那里冒着生命的危险在做这些事情。然后有这些西方的物资从欧洲来的时候，他们还不只是在这里照顾每天照顾200个难民，他要把这些食物啊，有时候金钱啊送到基辅，基辅在东边，在东边但是还有2-3个城市是更在边界，在炮火猛烈的地方。所以他刚刚就在介绍说，他们不只是把食物把钱送到那里去，他们也一个月去把这些人找到，然后就这个跟他们连接起来这些都是他们的在做的。所以每天就是200个难民来来往往，所以一个人就是10块美金，所以每天就他们就是每天要2000块美金才能把那个四个那个难避难所把它张罗起来，然后还要把食物啊，还要把钱啊送到他10个教会旁边附近的这些不论是他们的会友或是当地的居民，他们要一个一个把它找出来，然后连他们躲在地下室里面。所以这样的一个情况是他们正在做的。所以不只是我们听到这样我也安排他们在中国的不同的团队啊，在中国有爱银社的团队基金会啊，有德地的联盟啊，有青青草根啊，有其他的不同的团队也都安排在那里分享，那他们也都会打钱来奉献给他们。那在北美除了我们这样一个团队，在那个加拿大在美国的机构我介绍了两个大的机构，也就是听完了就马上行动派了一些人去乌克兰去跟他们一起合作，在波兰在那里也开始做一些救援，跟当地把这些一起合作。因为美国的机构 OCI Operation Care International 跟 Metro World Child 这就是一个很大的，在 Metro World Child 在全世界有300多万，一个礼拜有300多万这样的小孩都在就透过他们的被服侍到。所以这些都是一个很大的美国机构，也我们就是一个每个礼拜开一次到两次会，在帮助这些机构。在2个礼拜前 ,Metro 这个机构的负责人 Bill Wilson, 他人还在乌克兰在 Ukraine 里面帮忙救助这些孤儿，然后把他送到这些邻近的国家。那这些炮火一来不长眼睛连这个孤儿院到处啊都轰炸所以他就深入乌克兰，要把这些小孩给搭救起来，送到那个波兰，送到邻近的国家。所以这些都是很不可思议的。包括他们的团队有一个是韩国人叫 Denise, 他是哈萨克人，他是一个年轻人，我们跟我去过吉尔吉斯也都有遇到他，不论是 Ravier 还是那个 Denise 啊 Tanya, 他们这对夫妻是年轻人，大概30岁，他们是哈萨克人，但是在战争开始的时候，他们往西逃的时候，他哈萨克的政府就说啊，现在赶快可以坐飞机要把我们带回去哈萨克，他竟然不要，他选择跟他们一起逃难。所以这些都是很不可思议的。所以现在也是刚刚看到的那个照片里面，其中一个一对年轻人夫妇看起来是东方脸孔，那是韩国人是哈萨克，所以他们的团队就是这样组合。以前 Ravier 是跟他们合作，后来 Ravier 在几个月前又回到吉尔吉斯，现在跟我们做一个其他的 project 这样。所以我就先把这些背景跟大家再介绍一下，这样我们在问问题啊，在了解为他们祷告的时候会比较清楚一点。他们 本来是在基辅，在首都里面是卫理公会的中会的负责人，所以他们管了十个教会。那现在因为没有不能再做这些宗教这些宗派卫理公会的中会啊，现在就在做难民施工，暂时性在在整个乌克兰的西边这样。好，你现在可以问问题，有什么问题可以问呢？我就给大家介绍到这里。Sorry, I given the background information, so now they can have a question and answer.
Thank you.
How?大家有什么样的问题吗？
我有一个问题，就是在难民营里面那些孩子们，他们现在有没有什么一些教育的这些program？
I have a question. In the children in those shelters, do you provide any education program to them?
У нас есть дистанционное обучение в Украине.
No, we do not provide them educational programs. We just try to interact them. But our distance study is working. It means on governmental level. For example, our children, they have study online even now in this hour. And our children who is in Ukraine, they can continue to study online.
所以我们这个月没有提供教育的这些东西在这些避难所里，但是呢，这些孩子们仍然能够继续在乌克兰求学，他们是有网上的那个就是学校有网上的这些所以他们可以继续在网上学习。
Thank you.
There's a question on the chat board. The question is, where are you now? And are the Russian troops still there in Ukraine?
Мы находимся на западной Украине.
We are now in western part of Ukraine.
我们现在是在乌克兰的西边。
Здесь больше всего беженцев, очень много со всей страны.
It's more secure regions of Ukraine. We have no Russian troops here. We have them in the eastern part and in southern part. But we have maximal number of refugees in this region.
所以我们现在是在乌克兰的西边，这里是比较安全，这里没有苏联的军队所以在那个军队他那个敌方的军队是在东边或者是南边。
好，感谢主。那如果大家没有问题的话，我们好不好接下来时间特别要为我们的 Oleg 牧师他们的一些事项来祷告。Pastor Oleg,So if there were no more questions, can you share the last slide about the prayer request for us so we can pray for you guys, okay? Can you share the last slide again?
Okay, of course.
Thank you so much. Okay. 好，我就特别邀请我们线上的弟兄姐妹，好吧，我们一起打开麦克风，特别来为我们在前线的 Oleg 牧师和 Yulia 他们在那边的服事，第一个是乌克兰的胜利哈，第二个是难民的供应，第三个是在那边神的工人在乌克兰的传道人哈的安全，以及求主兼顾他们的信心哈，第四个是可以在那一些战火比较猛烈的地方，像在东部或者南部的地带齁，可以帮助这一些有需要的人在食物啊医疗方面，我们也祷告说，主啊，让我们听到这样的信息，我们该做什么呢？好吧，弟兄姐妹，我们一起来祷告。So, we're gonna pray, for you. And then after like 2 or 3 minutes, Pastor Oleg, could you please also pray for us and pray for our BRC that we can help more people or help as much as we can to support Ukraine and support your ministry. Okay. 好，那我们线上弟兄姐妹，好吧，我们一起开麦，我们一起来祷告。是的，父神，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。祝福你今天再一次的，主要在清晨的时候，主就召集你的儿女来到你的身前，不让奥利给荣耀，主要
不讲话，他们的平安特别重要。
我们知道，主要这世界受着充满了苦难，但是主要
我们更能够真有平安，
因为
在
主要的环境里，主要
你爱恩
惠中不改变的主，主要你爱不改变，在我的眼前的
应得他们的接。Amen, amen.
Господь Иисус, я славлю Тебя, Господи, я славлю Тебя, Господь, за то, что Украина продолжает сопротивляться. Я славлю Тебя за силу, которую Ты даешь нашим воинам, Господь. Я славлю Тебя за наши церкви, Господи. Я славлю Тебя, Иисус, за все, Господи. Я славлю Тебя, Господь, за тех беженцев, которых Ты хранишь и оберегаешь, за людей, Господи. Я славлю Тебя за тех, кто сейчас поддерживает Украину, Господь. Финансово, Господи. Слава Тебе, Иисус. Я славлю Тебя за служителей, которые помогают служить убежищем для беженцев во всем. Аллилуйя, Господь. Слава Тебе. Я славлю Тебя за всех друзей Украины, за наших друзей, Господи. За церкви, которые принимают активное участие в помощи и поддержке Украины. Я славлю Тебя, Господь. Я прошу Тебя, дай победу Украине, Господи. Я прошу Тебя, сохрани здоровье беженцев, Господь. Я прошу Тебя за силу и безопасность для наших служителей. Просто давай им силу под бады. Я прошу, Господи, силу для нас, потому что мы уже устали от всего этого. Господи, помоги, Господь. Я прошу Тебя за горячие точки. Ты помоги отбиться. Помоги отбиться Харькову, Мариуполю, зону АТО. Я прошу, Господь, Ты благослови, Иисус. Аллилуйя, слава Тебе. Во имя Иисуса Христа. Аминь.
Аминь.
Аминь.